Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
Happiness seems to be something we all want. And so with that being the case, let's talk about the three do's and three don'ts of happiness. A definition of happiness is fairly easy to find. The American College Dictionary defines happiness as a state of well-being characterized by emotions ranging from contentment to intense joy, or emotions experienced when in a state of well-being. Aristotle defined it as flourishing. Then there are those bumper sticker philosophers who describe happiness as a gun in a pickup or 3 days in Taos. Others suggest that happiness is really synonymous for joy, which the Bible essentially describes as a peace that is possessed regardless of the circumstances. So while the basic definition is not hard to understand, genuinely experiencing happiness is terribly elusive for most of us. The reality is that we are not entitled to happiness, although our frustrations with life sometimes suggest that we feel entitled. Thomas Jefferson addressed this issue when he penned the famous phrase indicating that our only entitlement was to the pursuit of happiness, not necessarily the acquisition of it. Yet happiness is vitally central to each and every one of our lives. If we took the desire for happiness out of our lives, with it would go the drive for most, if not all, that we do. Happiness is the antithesis to hopelessness, precariously keeping hopelessness at bay in the hope that happiness is not only a reality, but that it is achievable. Without the belief in the reality of something called happiness, and without the belief in our ability to somehow achieve it, life would likely come to a debilitating halt. Imagine living without happiness or the hope of ever achieving it. Certainly, the concept of happiness is central to our existence. At a minimum, we must believe in it, and ideally, we must believe in our ability to obtain it. Well, there appears to be no limit to the amount of books and articles expounding an innumerable array of steps to happiness. But over the years in the counseling field, I've stumbled upon three do's and three don'ts that appear to create an enhanced sense of happiness. So let's look at these. First, don't hold on to the belief that you're entitled to happiness. Often the biggest barrier to happiness is believing we're owed it, yet we haven't gotten it. Happiness was part of the package, but the package didn't show up. Somehow, somewhere, the ball was dropped. Life cheated us out of what was supposed to be ours. We got the short end of the stick. We got a raw deal. Now, this isn't typically an outward idea or belief, but it's often there within us. Rather than happiness, we experience the bitterness of believing that life has ripped us off. When we let go of this sense of entitlement, we're more readily freed to pursue happiness. Two, do take time to discover your purpose. You know, it would seem that life shapes and molds us in unique ways for certain purposes. There is a fit for us somewhere, a round hole for the round peg that we are. Those that find that purpose typically report that life is more meaningful, more challenging, and significantly more enriching. Conversely, those that do not find some sort of purpose often report life as drab, depressing, and little more than going through the motions. Three, don't believe that your performance is an indicator of your worth. In our driven society, our sense of worth is often directly tied to our level of performance. Yet we are not what we do. To relegate who we are solely to what we do is crippling and diminishing. Such a mindset misses the vast majority of what makes us who we are. It reduces us to a performance-based mechanism, much like a car engine or a refrigerator. We end up living diminished lives because all we end up seeing is what our level of performance tells us we are. Fourth, do embrace the fact that life is bigger than you. You can't do it all. You can't make everyone happy. You won't be successful all the time. You won't ever do it perfect. And there are things at which you excel and other things that are simply not your cup of tea. Recognizing one's limits gives one permission to focus on the energies and their time on what they do well, while concurrently accepting what they do not do well. Such an attitude is terribly freeing. 5. Don't stop giving to others. One of the most effective ways to heal is to realize that helping others heal helps you. Someone once said, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Often in the midst of our deepest sadness, when we are about as far removed from a state of happiness as we can imagine, we focus on self. Focusing some of those energies on others brings a sense of relief, valuable insight, and hope to our own situation. And 6, do understand that hopelessness begets hopelessness. Many people are caught in a cycle of hopelessness, believing that they are doomed to repeat the failures and mistakes of the past. They develop a fatalistic mentality that it's always been this way and that somehow it will continue to be this way. There's a sense that life dictates the paths that they walk and the eventual outcome of walking those paths. In the end, they surrender to a non-existent enemy that is really a product of their own fatalistic thinking. Realizing that you have a say in more of life than you think can be frightening, yet freeing. So choose your attitude. Look at things a bit differently. Embrace a more truthful reality about your life, your own thoughts, and your capabilities. Stop believing the old messages that play in your head that tell you you can't, you aren't, and you won't be. Believe that life can be different and that you possess a hand in making it so. And in doing all of that, you will begin to experience a happiness that you've never known before.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.